Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 154 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. Feedback. Feedback, it's something that photographers always want. I know I want it about my work. Regardless of their level of interest or expertise, photographers always want to hear what other people, especially other photographers or experts in photography, think about their work. But there is a problem, and the problem is usually with asking for feedback. Most of the time when we photographers ask for feedback, we aren't very specific about what we want feedback on. And because of that, we often get feedback that doesn't match what we're looking for. So this is the first of a couple of episodes of Camera Position where we'll look at feedback and the wrong kind of feedback and the right kind of feedback and how to get the better kind of feedback and what kinds of ways that we can use to not only give that feedback but also to get it about our own work. One of the biggest problems we've had in the last decade or so is how most photographers receive feedback on their work. It's actually been a bit of a catch-22, because more photographers are getting more feedback on their work than ever before, but it's pretty likely to be the wrong kind of feedback, and it's delivered in the wrong way by people who may be well-intentioned, but who often don't have the tools to deliver feedback that can be helpful or useful. Before the internet, photographers would have to physically share printed images with one another. I suppose the good news about that was that it took some time to get a group together and then even more time to look carefully at each person's images and offer that kind of response to the work. Therefore, the feedback tended to be a bit more carefully considered and perhaps more carefully delivered. The downside of that method was that it didn't happen as often as it can now, especially with the immediacy of the internet and the immediacy of social media. But with Facebook and Instagram and Flickr and 500pics, etc., the feedback that we get on our work is usually superficial, and it's preordained to make us either feel like we succeeded or feel like we failed. That type of feedback usually comes in one of two forms, reaction and direction. Reaction is a simple response to the photograph's visual qualities. I'll give you some sample comments that I actually just pulled off of Flickr. Beautiful capture. Perfect shot. Congrats. Nice pick. I like it. I love the way you handled the composition. And another one that I found some time ago is, that's awful. My dog could do better. And this type of simple reaction-based feedback tends to be emotional and instantaneous. It's also usually passionate, meaning that it's filled with emotion, but not much else. Another path that reaction feedback sometimes takes is that the person providing the feedback tells the creator of the work what they want to hear, or in the case of the guy with the dog, who's a photographer, provides a rude dig at the photographer's capability without any context. Direction feedback is usually delivered as a set of steps or suggestions on what the photographer should have done instead. You should have used a different lens, or you should have shot at f/16. Usually the person giving this form of feedback is trying to communicate their vision for the work, looking to make your image look more like the way they would have done it. In fact, it's often phrased this way. I wouldn't have shot it that way. I would have stood over to the right and used a longer lens. I suppose it's helpful here if the person giving the direction provides some context as to why they would have done it differently, but they usually don't, and even if they do, the feedback doesn't address the way you made the image, because it's your image, not theirs. The problem with reaction or direction-based feedback is that it doesn't give you much to work with. You know you did a good job, or that you didn't, or you know what the other person would have done differently. But neither of those options are useful for you to take with you next time you're making photographs. You haven't learned anything about what to do differently. The environment in which we ask the questions regarding what people think about our work is important. Just as important is the type of questions we ask the viewer to respond to. Knowing what we want and what we're asking for makes a pretty big difference in how a dialogue about our work is able to function. In fact, that's what we want, isn't it? A dialogue about the work that we're making. based on the response of the viewer and our response to what the viewer sees and says about the work. To get to that dialogue, what we need is a form of feedback that I think is most useful, even if it's a bit more difficult to accomplish. Ultimately, this type of feedback is much more useful to both the photographer and to the person giving the feedback. They both learn a great deal more about photography in a general way by using this type of feedback. And the word for it is critique. Critique isn't the knee-jerk reaction that you have when you see an image, nor is it direction about how you would have done things differently. Instead, critique is a way to use critical thinking skills, to figure out if a photograph will achieve its intended result. It's important to understand the difference between true critique and the sort of feedback that we often get on our work, especially through the social media outlets of today. So in the next episode of Camera Position, we'll look at the elements of true critique, and we'll look at the ways in which you can apply them to your work, and that you can apply them to the work of other photographers, and learn something in the process. Thanks for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography.